T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, Adam, I may have been saying about the same thing as you regarding your last text.
What the heck?
All right, we're honest. Was that Traffic Gal's first opportunity on the air? If it was, congratulations. Glad to have you on board. But I don't know. Was she doing something else while she gave
Maybe she was doing yoga. Could have been.
Dan, did she seem interested in this traffic report at all?
About as interested as I was.
Exactly. Hey, Dan tells me this is it. This is our final day for Keyword for Cash.
What?
It seems
Come
like
on.
It just started. How about this?
Let me guess. Boat.
No, but there are words that you will recognize. How about you run it next week, Carter, just on your own?
Just
you
on
about
my
a
own.
1,000.
Yeah. Yep.
Get off Wallet Mountain. Let's go.
Yes.
Do the old Dark Star voicemail. The rules around my voicemail, pick a number between 1 and 100.
Yes.
If you get it right, you get $1,000.
Oh, it's very good. All right, let's try it here because this is your swan song. And why is the swan singing? I just don't know. But here is your chance to win some money. Keyword for Cash, it's a national contest, a chance to win $1,000. This hour's Keyword for Cash is dollar. As in our guy, Kaprizov, dollar, $1, $10, $100. We have a story about a $1 million bill later in the show. Dollar, 72881, 72881. If you are randomly selected and get a phone call and you know the keyword, dollar, you'll win $1,000. Okay, we had a version of this discussion early in the week, and we're going to jump into it again because this was part of the debate post-George Floyd. And I'll say again what we said repeatedly on air after the death of George Floyd, that Jacob Frey and Tim Walz, until way too late that week, did not measure up to their jobs regarding security. That doesn't mean, by the way, that you can't have police officers or individuals in leadership positions who will go too far in their force. But one of the biggest problems post-George Floyd, simply put, was where in the hell was the security? When the looting was constant. During our show, Adam and Dan, we were talking looting. Our guy Kieran called in at a Target in St. Paul in the middle of the day that people were just walking in and taking stuff. So it is an incredibly fine line to walk. But the first few days after George Floyd, the leader of the biggest city in the state and the CEO of the state, they failed. So now we have another death. And let's never forget that Dante Wright is gone. Family will never have him again. Does it mean he wasn't wrong, in my opinion, in trying to flee? And again, the biggest mistake by far was not Dante Wright's in fleeing. It was Officer Kimberly Potter somehow, in a way I still don't understand, grabbing the gun as opposed to the taser. But now we have the reaction because we have protest. And still, the majority in this case, like almost every case, not every case, but almost every case, the folks are peaceful. But I'm sorry, I've been listening to this radio station. I've been watching. I think Channel 9 to me has been the best. Mike Max on this station does an excellent job again for Channel 4. The networks, including CNN, when they're showing the protests, if you're telling me everybody there is acting peacefully, I got to get you HDTV. Because they're not. They are not. Now, it's also horrific if you have an apartment and tear gas is in the air and you're just trying to live your life and what has happened to you. But again, to the shock of no one, we just have these extremes. And I get the concern that many people have, in particular people of color, who I believe the data is overwhelming, that in many instances, the amount of times they're stopped compared to people who look like me, Adam, and Dan, it's not the same. So there can be, we're all creatures of what's happened to us, and hopefully, and God, I hope people in this audience listen to this, hopefully you're open-minded enough to listen to things, even if you haven't personally been exposed. So I get some of the thinking of, now, wait a second. Do you really need to go this far? And when there are clips on Twitter that show members of law enforcement, including the National Guard, overwhelming somebody, physically confronting somebody, and it's not taken in total, I get it. Also, by the way, those individuals are capable of going too far. But the idea that all law enforcement should pull back in this area and should just be pacifists, didn't we see this social experiment with the third precinct? Individuals there can be better. When to pull back, how patient to be. Many of these nights I've watched it, and I think the patience has been very strong. I think there was a lot of confusion. I want to hear from Adam on this, about what was going on in Brooklyn Center last night, about closing council meetings and who was speaking. And by the way, announcing your 10 o'clock curfew when? At 8:10? But this idea that limited amount of people in law enforcement should be there and no means of force? No. That's my answer. No. And I'm the one who sits here all the time and says, if you don't think people of color are targeted more than whites, then, you know, to quote Joel Freeberg the other day, you're an imbecile because you're just delusional. And if you think it's just obey the law and that's it, no, it's more than that. There are times, in certain cases, it is. But we're talking both in the broadest sense and in individual, in certain places. No doubt, Dante Wright should have been compliant, handcuffed, and shouldn't have fled. He shouldn't have died. He should not have died. So I want to hear what Adam and Dan have to say, and others, on this debate, because it's not easy on the amount of force. But we saw failure in this town in late May. We just did. And is there going to be this boomerang effect, which happens in all of our lives, where sometimes you go too far? Potentially. But has somebody watched it? I'm not convinced it would have been better the last few nights with significantly less, and they didn't have force. In fact, I don't believe at all it would have been better. I think it would have lasted longer. And the looting, which happened the first night, that slowed down. The arrest kept going, but the looting slowed down. You're telling me the looting's going to stop if you don't have as many people there? Because you're putting a lot on the majority of people who are peaceful protests to stop them. And when you want to speak out, then you have to act like the police yourself. That's a pretty daunting challenge. All right, Adam and Dan will chime in when we come back. I want to hear from you also. 651-989-9226. That's how you text. 651-989-9226. All right, among the texts coming in, chat, is there respect for the law that does not protect you? Adam, that is still a huge part of this, right? If you are a person of color and you feel like that law enforcement treats you differently and you've had your own experiences or people close to you or you pay attention to what's going on, you've read the data, I get the frustration. I get as much as I can get. Because I haven't walked in those shoes. I have so many people throughout the 55 years of my life who have tried to make that clear to me. And I've watched, I can tell you, there's at least 10 incidents where I've left somewhere and somebody else has left somewhere. And I've heard later, maybe even that day, or you wouldn't believe what happened to me. So I hope, even though it's not me, I can show that awareness. That respect to them. It still is different when it's not you. But this idea of pulling back as dramatically as some people wanted, I just don't agree.
Nor do I. I mean, I think the evidence from last summer is just too much. But that being said, like last night, and I don't know if we're just not giving law enforcement enough credit for how they sense these things go. Sadly, there's a track record for night upon night of unrest following a situation like this, but that they're so akin to the ebb and flow of the emotions that they realize what tactics have to be used. But like last night, extremely quiet. From what I could tell, there was no provocation or significant provocation on the part of either side. And so what, it's the chicken or the egg, what acts provoke the one side or the other? And it's, I mean, there's no specific science on that. And at the same time, I understand that people who are there to voice their frustration, voice their real pain, are upset with how they're met. And I also agree with, and I think it's, you cannot deny this, that there's just, I've seen too many of these, and I go back to the RNC too. There's just a group of people that like to embed themselves in situations like this that just do not care for any sort of law enforcement, do not care for, want absolutely no government, and this is their chance to push back at that. And frankly, probably some of them don't give a damn about Dante Wright.
That's it.
But
because that part cannot be forgotten.
And we got a text from some of I just don't understand why people destroy their own property in their own neighborhood. I got news for you. A lot of them, this isn't their neighborhood. So they don't care. And it was proven in the third precincts. One of the guys who got charged was from Brainerd. Another one was from some other city in Minnesota. So you can't just assume that these are people in the neighborhood that say, the hell with this. This is my chance to get some free stuff. And I don't care. I'll burn some stuff down. There might be a few of those or some of those people, but there's also a lot of people that are coming in and that they seize on an opportunity just to get their point across about how they don't care for any sort of authority at all and they don't want any sort of authority at all, and this is their chance.
Yeah, and sometimes that point, Dan, is I'm going to go just destruct things and I'm going to go get my stuff, right? And it's not really their stuff. They've just decided this as an opportunity. I think some of the reporting, I shouldn't say reporting, some of the comments from Mayor Fry, Chief Arredondo, Mayor Carter, Governor Walz on the amount of people coming in outside of the Minnesota area post George Floyd. I think some of those numbers, if you look at arrest, are exaggerated. Adam's right, there were plenty. But I was talking to people that week on background. They were telling me there were going to be tens of thousands coming in from anywhere outside of Minnesota. I guess we'll never know completely because, Dan, they finally stepped up the security for the weekends and really dramatically shut it down. But you have to learn some lessons from what took place last weekend. Last summer. And I get it. If you never feel that trust or you feel like you're targeted, it's hard to have that respect. And some of the officers, and it's still a much smaller percentage, I'll say this again, don't deserve it. I believe, no doubt, an overwhelming majority of these officers deserve the respect. But if I'm targeted, and it's happened frequently to people close to me, I would be angry. That doesn't then mean nobody should show up and we should police it on our own, because I don't think that would have worked. And I think the first day with limited response showed us that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think there needs to be a law enforcement, you know, presence, obviously, at a place like that when you're having protests. The trick is, what kind of posture are you going to adopt, right? And that's going to change depending on the circumstances on the ground, and that can change minute to minute, if you forget about even day to day. That being said, I still what seemed to be different to me last night was there was no dispersal order, right? And I'm not going to say that that's the whole thing, but the fact that that was more of a defensive posture instead of, okay, we're going to push you out of here now, seems to not aggravate the situation. I think the police have every right to be there at the Brooklyn Center Police Department and protect the property, and you would hope that law enforcement would be around in force to protect private property as well. But there's a difference between protecting property and then aggressively trying to push protesters out of an area. And that's an oversimplification, because there's degrees in between those, right? But the more that you can adopt a defensive posture as law enforcement, to me, the less aggravated the protesters are going to get, and we can have this public protest without destruction of property and looting.
I think that's a really good point, Adam, too, because there were a couple nights where it was after 10 and the numbers were much lower.
Yep.
And people were saying, well, they'll probably just let them disperse. And I was thinking the same thing at home, and they didn't.
Yep.
And I think they should have let them.
A texter just pointed this out, too, that I was talking about last night. There was an extra fence they put up, that, and a lot of people were shaking that fence and rattling that fence, and there was a separation between that fence and then the one that was initially put up. And maybe that had something to do with it, too. This has happened enough where these tactics they're using, they can determine whether they work or not.
Right. And sometimes they're going to fail. And other times they're going to be right on. But the complete removal, it's just something I think the three of us have been clear we don't agree with. Let's pause. I'm going to remind you about the guest. Major is coming up in moments. Mike Osterholm at 105. Retired Hennepin County judge. He was chief judge for almost a decade. Kevin Burke on the Chauvin trial. Also his thoughts on the charges for Officer Kimberly Potter. Shaletta, Feisty Friday, 205. So a lot of good stuff coming your way. Stay tuned as much as you can. If you can't listen to us live, don't forget, you can always podcast. We greatly appreciate the number of podcasts in the show. It's seemingly going up by the month. We'd love to keep it going that way. WCCORadio.com/Chad. We're going to quickly go through weather and traffic and then chat with Major.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.